This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Friday we have our podium. This is where we get to hang out with some of our, you know, favorite sports people. Today we're talking to a man who at the age of 67, going on 68, is still making a difference.
Definitely. We're talking to the founder of Young Fighters Netball Club, Victor Menier Siakamela, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning. I'm very well, thanks. And how are you?
No, we are good. We are very good, Menier. 40 years of producing netball stars, and it looks like we are still counting. I mean, maybe let's look back at when you started the club. Back in 1985, Menier, did you imagine that it would get as far as it had gotten?
At first, I didn't. But then we pushed and we made it. Definitely, we are so excited.
And what are some of the things that pushed you or made you decide that, you know what, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to start a netball club. I mean, this is like back there, the height of apartheid. What gave you that idea?
Yeah, maybe I should explain how it started. It's because, firstly, I was a teacher. I'm a retired teacher now. And I was teaching at a primary school. I had a school team, the under 12 and under 13s. And then, you know, when they pass grade 7, they will obviously go to high school. And then I lose them every year. Then I realized, no, I want to, you know, keep these kids because they are so talented. I don't want my, you know, what I taught them, because I noticed another thing that during those years, the high school netball close to where, close to my primary school wasn't that good. Then I realized, I became jealous, to be honest, of them going there and not doing anything. Then I realized, no, let me retain them somehow. Then that's how I decided to start a home team, a netball club with them. And that was in 1985.
Yeah. So when you look at, I mean, netball, how it has developed in South Africa and when where things are right now, are you able to compare them with during your days? Like maybe were there challenges that the ladies in your team faced back in the day that when you look at the generation of today, maybe you think, you guys, you don't know. Like, what is that comparison that you get to see?
Yeah, I wish I could reverse my years. You know, the netballers these days, netball in general, in South Africa, they are so lucky because there are some people who are sponsoring them. And now, yes, it was a semi-professional sport, but now it's about to become a professional sport. Back in those days, it was difficult. It was very, very difficult. When we were going to tournaments, national tournaments, you can't believe we were sleeping in classrooms, on school desks, classrooms. No mattresses, nothing. But we soldiered on. And we produced netballers who played at the highest level. To be honest, really, it's easy now. It was difficult then.
Yeah, I mean, I can just imagine. And I know that also through the years that you've done the work, you have built such a great rapport that people know about you. Everyone knows or Menier Siakamela ke mang in Sesho. We even got a message. Someone says, morning, that's my mathematics teacher at Kgobokanang School, Menier Siakamela. I'm from, this is from Peter in Sesho. When you look at, you know, the kind of impact you've made throughout the years and the people that know you for your work, even this message that we just got from a listener, Peter, out in Sesho, like, how does it make you feel?
Yeah, yeah. Really, I feel humbled, to be honest. I really feel humbled. Yeah, I was also a math teacher. And netball, you know, how difficult it is to be a math teacher. And after school, you have to do sports also. You know, with maths, you know, you have to have extra classes and all those kind of things. I wasn't resting. I never rested until today. Okay, I only rested a little bit when I retired in 2018.
You know, you explained to us earlier on, you know, some of the challenges at the previous netball team, but generally, even with your teaching and even with your sporting activities in the form of netball, it was during a very tricky time in South Africa in terms of the political landscape. As we wrap up our conversation, what can you say to the teachers of 2025, the mathematics learners of 2026, and the netball players of 2026 as they start the year and, you know, have these big goals? What can you say to them as someone who has walked this journey?
Yeah, what I can say to them is that they must just work hard. Nothing comes easier. Okay, yes, they are lucky because there are people who are ready to assist, though not that much, but there are people who are ready to assist. They must just work hard. Like I indicated before, with us, it wasn't easy. So hard working and perseverance is what I can leave them with. Definitely, they must just work hard in order for one to be successful.
Yeah. No, Menier, Latva, Kiwana Kari Laropa, Kasi Feche Prelor Nago Nijol Laropa. There is so much that you've just such a rich life that you've lived, and we really deserve to hear more. We're going to be continuing with our conversation this morning with the founder of Young Fighters Netball Club, Victor Menier Siakamela. Already receiving messages from his previous students out in Seshego as he was a teacher at Kgobokanang School. We'll just hear more about the kind of life he's lived and the impact he's made when it comes to mathematics, netball, teaching in the province. So we have a message for you. This is the message.
Morning, good morning, team.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meneer Siakamela.
Morning.
He was one of my best and favorite teachers, Kgobokanang. Very humble, tall, disciplined, clean, dedicated. And I ka opola ka ngwa o mongwe e ba ruta dikosha ko ko skolong a ruta choir. So a ruta choir, I can't remember very well because ke ngwa ka morao kwa a Meneer le jwa go le netball ra le lebogisha Meneer ri gantsha ka lena or one of our own monno e long re jwa ka mara matsoga gagwe ka metse go gobokanang. Rnale bo Meneer Shaku, bo Meneer Mushi, bo Mamobo. So many wonderful teachers, Meneer. You touch our lives because re bana today re fitile mo diateng tsa gago, rena le maikarabelo, rena le bana, rena le malapa ka contribution ya gago. Netball yona, Meneer, ai o just foka, Meneer, ra o lebogisa Modimo a okeletsa go godise le balapa la gago. Ke Peter from Seshego, Zone 1. One of Meneer Siakamela's product. Thank you, team.
Thank you, with Peter. So I keep Peter Swap. Peter Swap is the one who sent that message. Ring Meneer ka message.
Yeah, can meet. I'm so humbled and really. Okwaba batho ba ileng gore o ba godisitse ko morago ba appreciate ba leboga. Yeah, I'm so humbled.
And one other thing, Meneer, that we're getting to understand is that in terms of your sporting codes, it's not only netball that you love. I mean, it looks like you love sports in generally because you've also been involved in other sporting codes. What got you into sport and how did your love for sports develop? Not just netball, but sports in general.
Yeah. I think in terms of long hori into Shichiko hori, when we they're starting as teachers. When you are a new teacher, if you come to school, they give you everything. At first, Iganotoma is like Lerato, but because they were giving you everything, we were exposed to everything, then you tend to develop the love. And then, yes, like Peter was indicating now, yes, I'm a very good choir conductor. I was also conducting choir and while teaching, obviously, that's what I was doing, teaching math, and now math ball. But then I ended up following one sporting coach, which is netball. But I was doing everything at the beginning, like athletics, everything. And wherever I was excelling. You can't even believe that I was once a football referee.
Yeah.
But then I ended up with netball for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. No, that is very interesting, Menir. And, you know, thank you so much also for being generous with your time today and coming and share the amazing work that you have done throughout your career and just throughout your life. And we are happy to see also the motivation and the encouragement that comes from your former learners. So thank you so much. You must have a great weekend. And we wish you the best for this year, 2026. That is the founder of Young Fighters Netball Club, Victor Menierte Camela.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.